Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has met with top military and national security advisors discussing the fight against the Islamic State. He briefed reporters on the campaign against what he calls ISIL.
On the ground in Syria and Iraq, ISIL continues to lose territory. Tragically, however, we have also seen that ISIL still has the ability to direct and inspire attacks.
Mr. Obama's meeting came as the U.S. launches more airstrikes in and around an Islamic State stronghold in Libya. Pentagon says the operation in Libya will probably last weeks rather than months. President Obama has denied $400 million in cash was paid to Iran on the same day as a hostage release. He denied that there was ransom paid. He said the transfer was announced in January, a day after implementation of the nuclear agreement with Iran. During a visit to Argentina on Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry defended the move, saying the U.S. does not pay ransom and does not negotiate ransoms with any countries.
This story is not a new story. This was announced by the President of the United States himself at the very time that this transaction and the nuclear deal was being put together. And he made it clear that there was a separate negotiation track, a separate negotiation that happened to come to be settled at the time.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Amid a scandal involving allegations of state-sponsored doping, International Olympic Committee has decided to allow more than 270 Russian athletes to compete in the Summer Games, the Olympics opening today in Rio de Janeiro. This is VOA News.